Well, how about a week?
A week from this coming Sunday.
Uh-huh. Do you have any special term for a period of 2 weeks?
Well, it said it'd be 2 weeks yet before so-and-so comes along, or so-and-so have the certain meeting or singing. His wife just now brought him up.
She wants to see that he gets home tonight.
Well, she had somewhere she wanted to go, did she?
Say, your cabinet looks mighty nice in there.
You reckon I'll ever get it done?
Boy, it certainly looks good.
Yeah, it looks all right. It's just coming fine, Edgar.
How did your dad tell time? Probably by the sun.
Most of the time by the sun. They had those, some old-fashioned clocks. But, and you take a fellow where he's used to telling time, I can get out there right now and look down the road about noontime. I won't miss it over 15 minutes. Just if I can get on a section line, I won't miss it over 15 minutes.
Get her pointed north.
That's right. Point I get my shadow, you know, looking down my shadow, look directly to the south, down, and then look up at the sun. I won't miss it over 15 minutes. I can't tell very close to the time of the time, but I have a watch here that I carried, 21 Jewel Crescent Street, Waltham. Carried it for years and years and years. When I first got it, I had a jewelryman to look at it. It had been out a little while before I got it. I asked him if it was any good, and he says, you carry that till you're old and don't want to carry it, give it to your youngest boy. He can carry it as long as he lives, and it'll still be a good watch. And he has it now. I gave it to my youngest boy. I don't care it anymore. I don't care much about it. And it's here in the house now, 21 Jewel Crescent Street, Waltham.
You know, they still make watches like that, but not many people buy them.
No, sir, this was a large watch, you know. But they're a real good watch. I didn't know till after I got this watch. There's a difference in a Waltham watch with a Crescent Street, and there's just a plain Waltham watch.
Was that right?
That's right. A Crescent Street is a higher-priced watch.
Oh, a little
more care. Yeah, they have that stamped in there, you know. It says 21 Jewel Crescent Street, Waltham. I didn't know till after I got it, but the jewelryman told me that. He said it's quite a little different, higher-priced watch.
I bought an Elgin from a fellow once. I had mighty good luck with that. That was a wristwatch.
An Elgin there in a Waltham, you know, used to be the really way the best watches it was out. Then they got to making Bulliver, you know, and so on. But at that time, we didn't know what a Bulliver was.
Yeah. I think the way they did that, they'd buy the watch in Switzerland and bring it over and put it in the case.
Yes.
So you don't really know what you get.
That's right.
Was your watch gold or silver?
It was a gold. I had it put in a silver case after I wore the gold case plumb out. I carried it years and years.
Oh, I'm going to ask you about some time here. Let's see, I better turn this around so I can see what it is. Let's see, we'll make the hour hand point between 7 and 8, and the minute hand point right there. What time would you say that is?
I'd say that there was 7:30.
And we'll make the hour hand point between 8 and 9 here, and the minute hand point at 9. What time would you say this is?
Well, I'd say that there was about, 17 or 18 minutes till 9. Wait a minute. Hold that back here again.
That's good enough.
That there would be about a quarter to 9. That's what that would be. We'd call it a quarter to 9.
And something has been going on for some time. What would you say? It's been going on for...
You mean for a few years?
Oh, yeah.
Been going on for several years or something to that effect, you
and
know.
And what if it's just been going on for, a somewhat shorter time?
Yeah, we'd say a short period of time. Something here has been happening or going on here for a short period of time or something to that effect.
And what would you say about the weather today? Is this a
I'd say this was a beautiful day.
I would too.
Yes, beautiful day.
If that pollen would just stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one place I've got the advantage of you. It don't bother me. That doesn't at all.
Just your joints.
Yeah, my joints is all that gives me any trouble.